they straight go to the gutter because they just frame it. And Modi says, let us jump, let us jump. With a knowing, mischievous smile, both get into it. And then they are playing with each other. And when they come back, they stench, and the entire thing full of the gutter. And he comes here, the mother, with a loving smile, she says, Tumsu karosi gata janmani putanare. In your previous janma, you were born a pig. Otherwise, will anybody do like this? Then the Lord smiles. My mother also knows my Varavatara.
And tell about Krishna with the mud in his mouth. When Krishna has mud.
That is no doership. See, the Lord starts his life for Dharmarachana with a lie. What is the lie? It looks like that. He is eating mud. Why? He wants to be as earthly as you. If he is completely divine, he will not be able to kill anybody. So he has to become earthly. So he takes here. Then, you know, people are famous for immediately taking a jubilee the karma. So somebody goes, that's Ashwana. Your son is eating mud. He said, so he comes. Hey, did you eat mud? Naham Bhakshitava Namba Sarve Mithya Visham Chinaham. They are all telling a lie. I never care. Lord, start with a lie? Not at all. He had no doership. His hand took it and took it. He was only a witness. So he never did anything. So he told the correctness. So the all the other fellows who didn't know it, they are all telling a lie. And the God, what did he show this Vishwarupa to the mother? The mother, being a mother, this fellow was fond of drinking the mother's milk for 4 hours continuously. No problem. But the mothers are always afraid. The child will get a lot of the wind into his body and then it will suffer with colic. And they will do like this also sometimes, sometimes it will burn. But when it takes so much and all that, it will not. So in the interest of the child, they don't want it to take longer time, they will stop it. So, Stanyam kiyat vibhasi. Hey, how much are you drinking? Stanyam kiyat vibhasi. Bhuri. A lot you have taken. Alamar bhaketi. Oh child, is enough. Stop it. Vartishyamana vachanam jananim vibhavyam. Every day this mother was telling like this. And she doesn't know this fellow was in a starvation diet. She could get not even one drop of it. You know why? She wanted to show it to her. I am not an individual. I am running a big company where there are shareholders. The entire world, they drink it. And how much I am getting? They were this much of a milk. So, Vishwam Vibhaji Paisosyam. The entire Vishwa, the universe, are shareholders who are sharing this milk with me. Remember, Yashoda, I am not an individual. It's not an individual firm, not a private firm. It's a composite firm where the entire Vishwa is there. I am not the only one. Itam Vadarishi Harina. This is what he showed me. Ashoka, don't tell in future. Enough, 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 enough. Nothing is enough. You are depending for 21.
Why the chapter begins with I am Kalaha?
See, Vishwarupa,
the showing was the intention.
See, the
but why he started with I am Kalaha?
He wanted to tell the people, you only think of me, then you will be able to go beyond Kala, beyond time, beyond space, everything will happen. If you attack only the Kala cannot do anything because I am there the entire
director of the entire cosmos. So nobody can do anything. If you please the through all these mantras and all that, the Kartikeya mantras, if you do it, then you cannot do anything. The entire birth and death am I. So if you want to go beyond birth and beyond death, you have to come to me. There is no use of pleasing somebody else and doing things in part. That's my good. Why about the rituals will satisfy me? You have to love me, you have to think of me. Constant thinking is required. Constant remembrance of that ultimate truth. You may call it Atman, you may call it as God. You call it by any name, there's only one reality ultimately. So we have to. A reality from which we are born. So a thing from which you are born, you have known very well. But now in this drama, you have lost yourself, you have identified yourself with the characters, with this body. Saying, I am this, I am that, I am Satan, I am this, and all that. You have forgotten. So a thing which you know once, and now you have forgotten how to remember. Only by constantly thinking of it. See, while you are traveling a long distance, you have forgotten who you are. You got up, you see the ticket from Chennai to Thiruvananthapuram, and you don't know who you are. This is called amnesia in medical terms. It's a disease. There can be partial amnesia, there can be total amnesia. You have forgotten. Now, you see your pocket. You have barely got 5 rupees. It will not even take you up to Ramanashram. No auto wala will come. 30 rupees minimum. You don't know where you will stay. You don't have anymore. You don't have a passport. You don't have any ID card. You don't know who you are. Now, is it enough? You go on thinking, who am I? What can be? Who am I? So be in the quest for 2 hours. 10 o'clock, I will do it tomorrow. It is not a 2 hours meditation. It is a meditation for 20 hours till you get to know. So you have to be that panicky. My Lord, I have come here. I do not know who am I, how I am going to be this time. So it's a 24 hour thing. Whoever thinks of it, they say, 2 hours I did. Okay, tomorrow I will do it. How can it be? Yes. It's a 24-hour job, man. You cannot rest unless you know who you are. The entire night you have to spend in it. And at that time, if somebody comes and says, a nice voice of sir, very sweet sir, you take hell with it, take it. So the dispassion comes automatically. Now there is no question of anything else which will attract you. Only you have to find out who you are. That's it. The vairagya or the dispassion is a byproduct. It's a spontaneous byproduct. You need not cultivate it. So what do you cultivate? Your remembrance, constant remembrance. Think. And you know a thing which you have forgotten, you go on thinking it won't come. Ultimately you get disgusted. Oh my Lord, nothing will come. You stop thinking. After half an hour, it will come back to you. What do you forgot? That's it. There's one base of this Zen Buddhism. That's all. There's only way. That's one way. After all, the infinite has got infinite paths. I don't say this is the only way. And cannot follow the one path. It's your belief, your temperament, which has to choose. That's all. So that is why an infinite number is kept before you. You choose the one that suits you. Yes. And when a wave, it is inundated by the entire ocean, and then it is divided into several particles that are absorbed in the ocean. Can it come back and tell you, oh, you don't know, on the day of communion when I did sing, it was so nice. Can the wave come back and let you know? The wave cannot come. The drop cannot come back. The drop has been inundated by the floods. It cannot come back. So, the one who has gone cannot describe his experience. Number one, the final one is a non-experience. What is an experience? The experience is the reaction you get to a vibration from an object. There is no other object apart from you. There is only one other. You are the one. You are the subject. There is no object at all. Then, when there is no object, where from it can come? So that final stage where you are alone there, there cannot be an experience. It is a non-experience. Anybody who says that at the experience, that means they are not reaching the ultimate. How can they say that, as Bhagavan used to say, see, one man came and sat before him, bare body, a yogi. Then all the people were looking at him. He was having his dhoti, a little towel. From his spine, spots were coming, red, violet, blue. See, as if from the anvil, the sparks are coming. That's when after a little while went away. After he went away, Bhagavan smiled and said, "Hey, realization is not fireworks." That's all. It's not fireworks. You can't get it like that. These are all some demonstrations. But they won't reach.
What was the exact Tamil
word? The ultimate.
Shamiji, what was the exact Tamil sentence?
அவர் திருச்சூர் அவர் தெரியாது இல்ல திருச்சூர் வான வேடிக்கை இல்லைன்னு சொல்லி அவங்க அந்த கூற தண்ணிக்கு பண்றாங்க இல்லையா எல்லாத்திலயும் வச்சு டப் 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 In Hindi bar, like this, every man will be talking and there will be 20 people around him in London. He was a great man. See, in his lifetime he was an OBE, Order of the British Empire, one of the highest titles which the Queen can bestow on an illustrious subject. And he came in 1933 or so to Bhagavan. And he won't talk much, I understand. I was not there, I only heard. He won't talk. But when he talks,
earlier was good.
He can talk like a lion, he can roar like a lion. Once, that is done. And for some time he was also the editor for the Mountain Power. And in 1945 or so, he went to Bhagavan and told him, "Bhagavan, I'm here for more than a decade. But I've not had anything. See, no experience, no progress, absolutely nothing on the spiritual line. So I think I'm being a burden on this ashram. So I'm corresponding with Australia so that I could go and settle down there. So I want Bhagavan's consent." Bhagavan didn't reply, neither yes nor no. He kept going. He came back to his room. About 3 weeks later, he went inside, and this is the room which he built. He went inside in the bathroom. He was taking his bath and his prayer. Suddenly he found his entire body was suffused with an ecstasy beyond description. Beyond description. And his entire body was shaking with that ultimate bliss which was there. And he lost consciousness. He was dancing under this spray. Suddenly he came back to his senses. He didn't wipe off the water. He just took a towel, wound it round, he rushed to Bhagavan's room. The room was locked in, but the window was open. Through the window he called, "Bhagavan!" "Yes, Chadwick." "Is it so easy?" This is the question. "Is it so easy?" He answered, "Yes. It is easy for some at certain times." He was one who was one with him. It is almost like the ultimate, that supreme, indescribable energy itself has taken a form and come. He lived like that. Nothing. If the world were to fall down, he will not bat his eyelid. You and I will bat your eyelid even if a leaf falls. But he wouldn't. That's all. Because he knows the entire world is nothing but his own extension. So what is there? Whether it falls, whether it reminds, absolutely nothing. That's the stage. That's called a kudasa.
Samiji.
Like a pig which doesn't move, or like the anvil where the blacksmith is going on. Everything moves, but not that. It has been put inside so firmly, it cannot move. Externally, it may look sometimes, he sympathizes with some and all, but actually, he is nothing. You find your reflection. After 2 years before his final get away, Lord Buddha, he calls his favorite Shishya Ananda. Ananda, believe me when I say, since the day of enlightenment today, nearly 30 to 40 years, I have never walked a single step, I have never talked a single word. What a lie! Everybody knows he walked all through, and he had been talking from morning to evening. The first place was the deer park, Sarnath, 8 kilometers from Benares. How can you say that? You can understand it when you see an anecdote of Bhagavan which is recorded. A great scholar from Kashmir, he came to Bhagavan. He sat with him. He started talking to him in Hindi, the language of the north. All people laughed. There were about 40 people, they all laughed. Why? Nobody knows Hindi here. We know only Tamil, the language of this place. Not even Bhagavan knows. National language and you do not know. Okay, he talked to him in English. At about 11:30, he went away to the town. In those days, there was no means in the ashram. They had no money. So he went away. And Bhagavan used to get from somebody's house, the Rechama's house, she used to send through somebody. She was old. So she used to send through a girl. Then, the moment he left, he had brought a servant from Kashmir, an absolute raw, illiterate villager. He knows only Kashmiri. He doesn't know Hindi. He doesn't know any other language. He came to Bhagavan. He had a lot of problems, domestic problems, some conflicts between brothers, conflicts between his parents. He was suffering from them. He thought he's a saint. He'll be able to offer some solutions. He comes and stands before him. For about half an hour, he goes on, a tirade of Kashmiri words, talks in Kashmiri about his problems. Bhagavan is sitting. The entire 25 minutes were over. Then Bhagavan looked at him. For 20 minutes, 25 minutes, he was looking at him. He immediately, you find, that as if he had heard something, so he's again and again telling something in Kashmiri which looks like words of extreme gratitude and thanks, and he again and again did prostration 10 times with tears brimming in his eyes. It goes back. By about 3 p.m. in the afternoon, the Panditji, the scholar, the Kashmiri scholar, he comes running. He goes straight to the dais, very near to Bhagavan, and says, Bhagavan, you are a cheat. You are deceitful. You told me you don't know Hindi. My servant says, when he talked to you about his problems, for full half an hour, you talked to him in chaste Kashmiri. Couldn't you talk to me in Kashmiri? You talk to him. Then again people laugh. Look here. He never talked. He heard. He never talked, he heard. That's what happens. At the level, Buddha never talked. Buddha never went anywhere. He was just sitting. But we saw that he was going somewhere. It is an illusion created by the magician. We saw, where you see the magician going somewhere, he is fighting, that magician has been cut to pieces, then from back, the magician comes, here I am. See, I'm thinking, yeah, that's all. We are all deceived by the magic, but not the magician. He's out of the magic. He only creates. That's what he does. That's all. We all saw that he was going as if he was getting, nothing happened. It was a collective illusion created by him for his own purpose. He never did it. Now you can understand what Buddha means. That's it.
Guruji, what do you get from the lesson, the lesson you take from these samadhis here?
I come and stay here for 5 minutes daily. What is the lesson I observe? You and I are sometimes agitated. You go and stand there. During meal time, the one of the fellows comes up. You go and stand here. Go outside. What? I'm only standing outside. So some fellow comes and tells me, your ego is affected. You are agitated throughout the day for 24 hours minimum. Is it not? But are they agitated? Not at all. They are calm, quiet, in peace, in absolute peace, unagitated. And absolute peace is absolute bliss. No sorrows, nothing. And how did they achieve it? You just see why they have achieved it. There are only two things I taught. They are still, they are silent. They are unmoving, they are silent. That's why they are in absolute rest. Why can't we follow it? Let us be still. No thoughts. Simply sit. You gain a lot. Sit for 1 hour like that. In stillness. In stillness, have no thoughts. If there are no thoughts, no world. When there is no world, you are with the reality. There are only two things. Either you are the reality, or the reality is covered by the world, you are with the cover. Either you are with the envelope, or you are with the content. So, you have been so long in the envelope. Forget the envelope, you are with the content. And you are content. That's all. So, stillness and silence. We talk a lot. We begin to talk about the Lord. One chap, he was taken to the heavens. Then the guide asked him, sir, this is the heavens. Would you like to go to the left or to the right? What is the difference? In the left you can see the Lord is sitting alone on his throne. On the right you see there are thousands of people arguing vehemently. They are all talking about God. So those who want to talk about God, they go to the right. Those who want to be with the Lord, they can go to the left. There is not one man with God. They would all like to talk about him. They were all there. This is what happens. We like to talk. So be silent. So many benefits you get. Bhagavan, in the meditation, ordered me in 2002, the full year, I had to be in silence. I cannot move from this place. And no gestures. No gestures. Sitting. And no writing. I had to spend full 1 year. Just, I took the permission of the president. I remained for full 1 year. I learned a lot. It was full of happiness. Now, when we are all there, now I told you a story. There will be one gentleman, he knows about some other saint, a more beautiful story, he would like to participate. Now he's in Maun. But he can't. He's in Maun. He's in silence. He can't. So talking you about? Why do you talk about the Lord? Don't tell me, why did you talk then so much about it? I couldn't help it. Again, I am one who sits on the right side in the heavens, not the left. So, that's what happens. So silence brings you a lot of benefits. I am traveling in a bus. Some fellow comes and puts his booted foot on my bare foot. And I get terrifically pain. Immediately I slash at him. But now you are unbound. You can't talk. You can't do anything. Be quiet. It teaches you forbearance, patience, so many things. I wrote an article which is in the website of mine. 15 articles are there on karma theory and all that. And one is what benefit I got out of this silence. It's a beautiful one. I really benefited from it. At that time, nobody knew me. I had a nice full on year. Now, last month, I went on mount for 5 days. There is a hue and cry. Swamiji, why do you need mount? We are all unhappy. Every fellow over the phone. I didn't take the phone. Somebody took the phone. They didn't want me to be for 5 days. That's it. Don't have disciples, they are dangerous. That's why Bhagavan never had disciples. Don't have followers, you will fall low. You fall low, yeah. So, have no followers. Have no devotees, they will vote you out. Devotee.
What is ego? Eh? What is ego?
Ego. Edging God out. E-G-O. God, get out. Now I am the king. That's ego.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello. Hello.